testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is March 5th, 1984, an interview with Mabry Carlton Jr.
This is Bob Cottrell. This is gonna pick up this kind of ambient room quality. This is Robert Cottrell, director of the Crowley Museum and Nature Center, interviewing Mabry Carlton Jr. March 5th, 1984, at his home in what do you call this place?
Sidell.
Why do you call it Sidell?
That was the name placed on this area by the railroad when it was built. Had a big set of clearing pens here where we shipped cattle out by rail, and this particular railhead was named Sidell, S-I-D-E-L-L.
What time was that the railroad came in?
Well, the railroad was abandoned in 1948. And after that, of course, we shipped out by truck to the various markets. Prior to that, we shipped a lot of cattle out by rail. The railhead went into Sarasota to the north and went to the south and hooked into the ACL line at Nocatee.
Is Nocatee still a town now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of like Edgeville.
Yes, it's a small rural hamlet there in southern DeSoto County.
If you were to describe the kind of people who live in the rural area of Myakka, when I think of Myakka, I include all along the Myakka River watershed. What would you say best describes the kind of people?
Extremely close-knit community, always willing and ready to help each other. By and large, very religious. Of course, agriculturally oriented, used to making their living and their subsistence from the land. Up until World War II, most of the residents had lived in the area for several generations.
What's that mean to you? What's that indicate, you know, the fact that generations and generations of families continue to live in the same place? What's that do to the families? What's it do to the community?
Well, it indicates to me that man and nature have learned to live together in harmony and produce and survive year after year after year. I think it's a unique association between man and nature, for the same people to be able to live in the same areas from generation to generation and still have a high quality of life, be able to make a living, produce.
Well, how long have you lived out here?
This property here that we are sitting on right now has been in the Carlton family for four generations. My daughters represent the fourth generation of ownership of the land. Mm-hmm. We have been in the state. My daughters represent the eighth generation to live in the state of Florida. It's the fourth generation of actually deeded ownership of this particular piece of land we have here. However, we do have some property up in Hardy County that had been in the family since the Civil War.
Yeah.
So we, along with several other families, are the lucky ones that have been here quite a while.
So when you talk about these people who've been here for generations, you're one of them.
Fortunately, yes.
Let's see, Mabry Carlton Jr. and your wife's name is
Barbara Carlton.
And you have two daughters.
Have two daughters. Both of them now are at Stetson University. Incidentally, they represent the fourth generation Carlton to go to Stetson University. The first Carlton drove a horse and wagon all the way to the land, Lisa and Kim. One is a freshman and one is a sophomore.
And let's see, your father's and mother's name?
My father is, of course, Mabry Carlton Sr. My mother is Septa Savelle Carlton.
S-E-P-T-A?
That's correct.
And the last name?
Savelle was her maiden name, S-A-V-E-L-L.
I don't recognize that as one of the names I hear.
That is not. That is really French. Her grandparents were French Huguenots. She is not native to Florida. She is a native of Tennessee. And came to Florida. Her father was a Baptist minister. And my father met her through the church.
Are you a Baptist? Or?
Yes.
Baptist? Where do you go to church from?
I'm a member of the First Baptist Church in Arcadia. That's where I keep my membership. That is the closest church to where we are sitting right now. But, of course, I attend, you know, churches all over. But that is where my membership is located.
Do they have services up at Sandy?
They have services. They have services once a month at Sandy.
Yeah, I don't think I know that. How do you find out when? What day is it?
I believe it's the ever fourth Sunday that they have these services at Sandy.
And let's see. Do you have a copy of your genealogy or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. Then.
In fact. I have it all the way back to William the Conqueror.
Oh, great. Okay, can I get a copy of some of that?
I'll be glad to furnish you with a copy. Okay. There's several interesting things. They're just family trivia. The British magistrate that signed a divorce decree between Henry VIII and Anne of Cleves is my direct grandfather of that generation of Henry VIII. Hmm. Also, Dudley Carleton, who is buried in Westminster Abbey, was Secretary of State to Charles I of England.
Well, when did the Carlson family come over to America?
Shortly after that. It was in the, I guess, late 1600s. Came into Massachusetts first, then into Pennsylvania, and in the Revolutionary War era was in North Carolina. Thomas Carlton, who served in the Revolutionary War. I've been to his grave. I have not been on up into Pennsylvania and Massachusetts, but I'm going to do so. We have pretty good records. Mm-hmm. But he served in the Revolutionary War. And then my seventh generation grandfather, John, came into Florida when it was still a Spanish territory in the late, very late 1700s.
Okay, that's... Let's work back from Major Carleton Sr. to his father.
All right. His father was Thomas Newton Carleton. He was a cattleman, a farmer, a citrus grower.
Okay. And then his father?
His father was Albert Carleton, also cattleman, farmer, citrus grower.
And then his father?
His father was Daniel Carleton. Daniel, along with his father, Alderman, Daniel was wounded and Alderman was killed during the Third Seminole Indian War out from Fort Meade. In fact, Daniel's horse was shot out from under him and one of his arms was wounded and he was paralyzed in one arm for the remainder of his lifetime.
And then his father?
His father was Alderman Carleton, who was a lieutenant in the Union Army. Of course, this was before the Civil War. Uh-huh. And he led the party, party of troops who defeated the Indians in that Third Seminole Indian War at Payne's Creek.
And he was killed?
He was killed in that war.
And then his father was?
His father was John Carleton. John Carleton is the one that moved in from North Carolina to Florida when it was still a Spanish territory.
1700?
It was in the late 1700s.
Was he a Tory?
No. No. He came in and, again...
Oh, that's right, because you said his father fought in the Revolutionary War.
Right, right. As most people in that era, he was agriculturally oriented also. We have records to show where he did operate a grits mill.
Uh-huh. That's John Carlton Grits Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so he moved into Florida... And whereabouts in Florida did he move?
He moved into what is now Madison County, Florida. In fact, he's buried just north of Perry, Florida, right in the edge of Madison County. His son, Alderman, came on down to Fort Meade. And Alderman is buried in Fort Meade, right where, well, just a short distance from where he was killed in the third Seminole Indian War. That's in southern Polk County, or what is now southern Polk County.
Baines Creek is near Bowling Green, right?
Baines Creek is actually just south of Bowling Green. But you know that creek meanders on up into Polk County.
Yeah.
It crosses U.S. 17 between Bowling Green and Wauchula.
Now that's...
it's probably where you...
That battle, well, they've got a park there now.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That battle, was at that park or nearby?
It was nearby in the River Swamp area there.
And that's where Alderman was killed?
Mm-hmm.
And then Daniel Carlton, his son,
was wounded
at that battle.
In the same battle.
And where did he end up living?
He lived up and down the Peace River like all of the rest of the family. Had livestock on both sides of the Peace River. You know, it went from east to the Mica, west to the Kissimmee River in places. He is buried in Arcadia.
So he was in the, is that the second Seminole War, you said?
Third
Seminole War. Okay. And, then his son, Albert, Carlton, is that right?
Yes, Albert, again, was an agriculturalist. Really a very progressive man. In fact, all of these people, they combined the new with the old in order to adapt and to survive. He is buried in Wauchula. He was very successful in the cattle business.
Like moving right down the state there.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you follow the family, they kept moving south to try to find an area where you could raise cattle and grow citrus fruits at the same time. And of course you had to come far enough south to get away from the yearly killing freezes.
Albert Carlton, what years are we talking about? This is after the Seminole War. This is 1830s.
Yeah, well,
40s, right?
Well, actually Albert Carlton is the post-Civil War era.
Was anybody Daniel or Albert in the Civil War?
We had several cousins in the Civil War. There were some of the family that ended up being rounded up, you know, to keep them from joining the Union Army. In fact, several members of the family spent some time in exile on Boca Grande Island, or down in that Boca Grande Island area.
So many people got such funny feelings, you know, about Union, and yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
I guess the most interesting trivia about the Civil War, as far as the Carltons are concerned, we have one cousin, two cousins who were captured and sent to Rock Island, Illinois, in the federal prison.
So they were rebels then?
Yeah, one of them was killed trying to escape. The other one stayed there until the end of the war, and it's documented he walked all the way from Rock Island, Illinois, to Arcadia, or to actually Nocatee, just south of Arcadia. And one of our cousins in Sarasota has the Confederate flag that he brought home with him from Rock Island, Illinois.
Hmm.
A little bit of trivia. But anyway, Albert was of the post-Civil War era, and... was really innovative, was a very good cowman, a very good hog man. In fact, even had a few sheep. In fact, my grandfather had sheep. The introduction of the screwworm eliminated the sheep industry in Florida.
How's that?
They'd just eat them alive, the screwworms would. And also dogs would catch them, you know, and sheep were very susceptible to that. And every time a dog would bite one, they'd get screwworms in the wound. So they shifted mainly to cattle, citrus, and to some extent farming and hog, but